Although 31-year-old Muqtada al-Sadr has a following of several million in Iraq, he has yet to attain the title of Ayatollah. According to the New York Times, Sadr is several ranks and many years away from earning that honorific. We asked Slate's Brendan Kerner for an explainer on the question, how does an average Shiite cleric become an Ayatollah?
The answer is, through decades of outstanding scholarship, which in turn inspires the devotion of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of followers. The route to becoming an Ayatollah, or sign of God in Arabic, is very different from the path toward becoming, say, a Catholic bishop. There is no ceremony in which the office is formally bestowed, nor any specific requirements a candidate must fulfill. Rather, clerics who prove their wisdom over many years slowly gather the respect of both Shiite elders and everyday practitioners. A typical Ayatollah's career takes him to one of the Shiites' holy cities, like Najaf in Iraq or Qom in Iran. There, he studies at one of the preeminent Shiite seminaries, where he's expected to become an expert in theology, jurisprudence, science, and philosophy. After years of distinguished study, he begins delivering lectures of his own, offering unique, insightful interpretations of Islamic texts. He starts to write well-received books on religious topics, and young students seek out his wisdom. Eventually, his fame spreads beyond Islamic academic circles, and many Shiite faithful regard the cleric as what's called a source of emulation. Once the cleric has gathered a critical mass of followers and earned the respect of his elderly teachers, he's generally considered an Ayatollah. There are also a small number of Grand Ayatollahs, such as the Najaf-based Grand Ayatollah Ali Sistani. He's widely known as the most learned Shiite cleric in Iraq, if not the world. The process of bestowing the Grand Ayatollah title upon a cleric is a bit more formal. It is usually agreed upon by a council of Shiite elders, often connected to one of the primary houses or networks of Islamic schools. Muqtada al-Sadr, at just 31 years of age, is indeed nowhere near earning the religious credentials to become an Ayatollah. The authority he does have comes mostly from his familial connections. His father was a respected Ayatollah, who was murdered by Saddam Hussein in 1999.
Brendan Kerner writes the Explainer column for Slate and is a contributor to the new anthology called The Explainer.